Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Tuesday, October 21st, 2014.
While mainstream media doggedly reported on rallies against the Metropolitan Opera's production of The Death of Klinghoffer last night on the Upper West Side, what's important to note is what our current mayor, Bill de Blasio, said regarding the First Amendment.
I really think we have to be very careful in a free society to respect that cultural institutions will portray works of arts, will put on operas, plays, that there'll be art exhibits in museums. And in a free society, we respect that. We don't have to agree with what's in the exhibit, but we agree with the right of the artist and the cultural institution to put that forward to the public. The former mayor had a history of challenging cultural institutions when he disagreed with their content. I don't think that's the American way. I think the American way is to respect freedom of speech.
Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who led protests last night, was instrumental in creating a repressive atmosphere regarding the arts. Back in 1989, he threatened to end the lease the city holds with the Brooklyn Museum. This was over a portrait of the Virgin Mary stained with elephant dung. Regarding the current controversy, the Met General Manager Peter Gelb said the fact that Klinghoffer grapples with the complexities of an unconscionable real-life act of violence does not mean it should not be performed. Klinghoffer is neither anti-Semitic nor does it glorify terrorism, he said. Those at the anti-Klinghoffer rally didn't contest the First Amendment right to perform, but attacked the judgment of the Met and its director, Peter Gelb, for deciding to show it. One after another, speaker claimed the opera glorified terrorism. None mentioned that the opera by John Adams has been performed several times over the years. There are new details regarding the three-year-old who was beaten to death over the weekend in Brooklyn by her stepfather. Her five-year-old brother gave detectives a detailed account of the assault. He told investigators the beating was because the child soiled her diaper. Police said the brother said Kelsey Smith forced the young girl to smell the dirty diaper, then kicked her, banged her head against a bed frame, and choked her. The spokesperson for the medical examiner, Julie Bolser, ruled the death a homicide. She determined the girl was killed by blunt impact injuries to her head and body. The DHS, the Department of Homeless Services, said it's reviewing its procedures regarding domestic violence and child abuse histories. At WBAI News Prompting, the mayor said, "We're deeply saddened by the senseless death of an innocent child. We are all responsible for our children's safeties." De Blasio said, "We must find out what went wrong and what could have been done differently to avoid this terrible outcome." He said New Yorkers can be assured the administration will be working tirelessly to understand what happened and how to ensure something like this never happens again. WBAI News is in contact with the Brooklyn Borough President's Office, DHS, and the Mayor's Office, and will bring you developments as they become available. You're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. It's been almost 2 years since Hurricane Sandy hit our area. Homeowners are still waiting for repairs and rebuilding. Public officials and stakeholders gathered at broad channels in Queens to speak about progress. Dan Mundy, who is president of the Broad Channel Civic Association, says the Build It Back program is making things better for his community.
When you walk around Broad Channel, if you go straight down a block behind you, that entire street is going to be elevated 3 feet under this street raising project. All the streets on that side of the boulevard are going to be elevated, and the funding's there and in place. In addition to that, this boardwalk behind you is going to be rebuilt under New York Rising money, which we're working on. We're building wetland islands outside, and we'll work with the Corps of Engineers on the entire reformulation study for the inner portion of Jamaica Bay as well as the beach. So, while we understand everybody has a lot of hurdles they've run into, application processes, and frustration within the program, we see it as getting better every day, moving faster, and at the end of the day, we really think it's going to be a huge plus for the people down here.
Broad Channels is the only inhabited island in Jamaica Bay. It was devastated by Sandy, completely underwater by the storm. You're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Yadanis Rodriguez, chair of the City Council's Transportation Committee, spoke out on Monday at a press conference on the city's Vision Zero plan and a new law which reduces the speed limit in the city from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour.
You know, having two daughters, more than being as a council member, knowing that the first cause of death in New York City for children under 14 is no violence, is no drugs, is no illegal guns, is victim of car crash accidents. So for me, the same expectation that I have for my two daughters, which is to walk in a safe city, in a safe street, is the same thing that I want for all the children as a mayor.
The mayor is expected to sign the bill in the coming days, and the new default speed limit will go into effect on November 7th. I'm Linda Perry for WBAI News in New York.